Remember Yelp? 10 years ago, at any restaurant you went to, you'd see signs saying, "Help us with Yelp." Yelp was quickly becoming the go-to place to write and read reviews about restaurants, shopping centers, and entertainment venues. But almost as quickly as Yelp became a thing, Yelp faded from relevance. Taking a look at Google Trends, you can see that the peak in interest for Yelp was exactly 10 years ago, and since then, interest has fallen by 77%. Their stock price has also fallen roughly 61% since their 2014 peak. The worst part, though, is that sentiment seems to have shifted against Yelp. From the consumer side, you can find hundreds of scathing reviews about how Yelp is just pay-to-play and largely unreliable. Yelp is a fraud. It's a scam at its best. Yelp employees remove bad reviews when a business is a Yelp member with a hefty fee. Yelp is a fraud and a scam. It's a similar story from the business side as well. Small owners aren't exactly big fans of Yelp. Yelp for Business is the most unethical business I have ever encountered. Ripoff. Do not advertise with Yelp. Maybe it's a good app for the consumers, but terrible for business owners. Usually, waning sentiment is a death sentence for most businesses, but Yelp is actually fundamentally doing better than ever. In fact, over the past 14 years, Yelp's revenue has rocketed 27x from 50 million to 1.35 billion. Their net income is also looking quite healthy. They did have a couple of solid 12-month periods back in 2017, but that was just due to an abnormal quarter where they made 141 million due to a one-time event. Putting that aside though, Yelp has been for the most part barely breaking even until recently, where net income has grown to 100 million per year. At this point, Yelp actually has a super healthy PE ratio of just 24, meaning that the company has a tamer valuation than most of big tech. So here's the rise and fall of Yelp, and how Yelp has managed to stay financially strong despite fading from the spotlight. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, consider subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. But anyway, taking a look back, the first question we have to answer is how Yelp even became a thing in the first place. With the prominence of Google reviews, TripAdvisor, Facebook, and good old word of mouth, how did Yelp even become relevant? Well, the story of Yelp actually dates back 20 years to two PayPal employees named Jeremy Stoppelman and Russell Simmons. After the sale of PayPal to eBay in 2002, Max Levchin, one of the co-founders of PayPal, would establish a business incubator called MRL Ventures, and as PayPal employees, our duo would naturally end up at the incubator. They didn't come in with a groundbreaking idea though. Max Levchin had actually personally persuaded the duo to join the incubator, so thinking of an idea was more of an afterthought. The idea for Yelp eventually came in mid-2004, when Jeremy caught the flu and couldn't find any reviews about local doctors. He figured that it was about time that word of mouth was moved online, and he would take this idea to Max. Max, however, wasn't a huge fan of this idea, and he wasn't sure if it was gonna work. But he saw that the boys were super enthusiastic about it, and from experience, he knew not to bet against that. So Max would give our duo $1 million to get the business off the ground, and our duo would spin up an email-based referral system, which didn't go anywhere. In fact, the only people who ended up using the service were their friends and family, and no other investors bought in. While our duo wasn't able to drive any traction, they were able to land on a name for the business, Yelp. It's supposed to be a combination of help and yellow pages. Finding a name was the easy part though. Now they actually had to pivot the business and to drive users. They tried doing more and more email campaigns, requesting for reviews in different ways each and every time. But regardless of what they tried, users weren't responding, at least not to their emails. But Yelp was somehow getting reviews. It turns out that people were somehow organically finding a link to the website and leaving reviews for a slew of businesses. And that's when it hit them. There was a need for Yelp, but directly asking people was an immediate turnoff. People are naturally suspicious of advertising, marketing, and soliciting attempts. So by constantly emailing people, our duo was actually pushing people away from Yelp. So our duo decided to completely scrap the emailing idea in early 2005 and set up a new website. They loaded the website with 20 million businesses from a database and focused on unsolicited reviews with the slogan, "Real people, real reviews." Somehow, this tiny change was all Yelp needed. they didn't need to do any marketing or promotions or email campaigns. Whenever people looked up Joe's Steakhouse on Google, they naturally stumbled upon Yelp, and since it wasn't pushed upon them, they were actually pretty willing to interact with the website. Within just 4 months, the site would garner 12,000 reviewers. Jeremy and Russell very much wanted to interact with these early users, but emailing them was clearly not the solution. So instead of going after new reviewers, they decided to throw parties for people who were already prolific reviewers on Yelp. This would quickly turn into a tradition at Yelp, and only helped to further organically spread the word about Yelp. And now that Yelp was finally picking up traction, our duo was able to score massive VC funding. They would raise $5 million, followed by $10 million, followed by $15 million, followed by $100 million. They would use all this money to do two things: throw parties for reviewers and send Yelp stickers to as many businesses as they could. In the meantime, Yelp would expand from city to city as its user base grew into the millions and eventually tens of millions. This was the dream of any entrepreneur or investor: unprecedented amounts of organic growth. All of this excitement would peak in 2012, when Yelp went public at a $1.47 billion valuation. And this is when the reality started to settle in. While Yelp was insanely popular, they weren't making any money. As a public, for-profit business, Yelp obviously needed to divert their attention from growing their user base to growing their bottom line. And this was the beginning of the end for Yelp as a fan favorite. Yelp's main monetization strategy was, of course, advertising. And we're not talking about Google display ads or pop-up video ads. We're talking about sponsored listings. Yelp didn't work when it was overshadowed by a soliciting request. The way that Yelp was able to gain traction was by making the site feel organic and natural. Promoted listings, on the other hand, gave the website the exact opposite feeling. Moreover, you could make the argument that Yelp's monetization efforts made the website pay to win. You see, Yelp offers an enhanced profile package that allows businesses to upload custom pictures and videos and secure a Yelp verified license. In other words, businesses could basically pay to have a much better looking profile, which brought up three ethical concerns. Number one, the best looking Yelp profiles weren't necessarily the ones with the best reviews or the most credibility, but paid profiles. This kind of defeated the entire purpose of Yelp, which was the ability to find real reviews from real people without the influence of marketing dollars. Number two, a lot of local businesses felt pressured into buying a premium Yelp profile. A strong Yelp profile had basically become a public seal of approval for businesses, so businesses were kind of forced to upgrade just to stay competitive. And number three, the allegiance of Yelp came into question. Almost all of Yelp's revenue was coming from businesses that were advertising and upgrading their profiles. So wouldn't Yelp be financially incentivized to act in the business's best interest as opposed to the consumer's best interest? In fact, to this day, there are a bunch of conspiracies that Yelp deletes negative and positive reviews depending on how much the business pays Yelp. Yelp, of course, swears that reviews are only deleted if they violate their terms of service or if they're flagged to be illegitimate. But despite Yelp's claims, the community is rather skeptical. The positive reviews would magically appear if I paid for ads, right? They will never admit it, but yes, I think so. We spent a minimal amount at a small business, say $500 a month. We saw hidden reviews reappear shortly after signing up for advertising. Then canceling was a nightmare. There was even a lawsuit against Yelp for allegedly extorting small businesses. Yelp ended up winning the lawsuit, but the ruling was super eerie. Yelp didn't win because the court ruled that Yelp wasn't manipulating reviews. Yelp won because the court ruled that review manipulation did not classify as extortion, since there was no threat of harm. Quote, "Threatening economic harm to induce a person to pay for a legitimate service is not extortion." In fact, Yelp retains the right to decide whether any particular review or even reviewer will appear on the site, regardless of ad opportunities. In other words, even if Yelp is manipulating reviews to earn more money, it's perfectly legal. I think you can start to see why both businesses and users started to drift away from Yelp. The easiest way to explain what happened to Yelp is that they sold out, and that isn't a knock on Yelp. It's not like Yelp was initially hiding their intentions and suddenly sold out when they got big. From the very beginning, Yelp was a venture-backed for-profit company, and as such, their long-term goal was always to monetize the online review space. The problem, however, is that honest reviews and monetizations don't mix well together. Again, we saw this from day one. People didn't want to leave reviews when they thought that they were being sold to or solicited from. They only wanted to leave reviews when they felt that there was no corporate influence. And as they felt corporate influence creep its way in as Yelp scaled up their monetization effort, they left in droves. With that being said, I'm not sure how Yelp could have played this any differently as a for-profit company. The only reason that was possible with Craigslist, though, was because its founder, Craig Newmark, wasn't even trying to found a company. Craigslist was just a side project email list for Craig, and it unintentionally became way bigger. It was a completely different context leading to a completely different result. With that being said, though, Yelp is still one of the most popular websites in the world. In fact, Yelp is currently the 89th most visited website in the world, pulling in 176 million visitors every single month. And though the hype around Yelp has largely settled down, Yelp has figured out how to make the business work from a financial perspective, which is extremely impressive. Most VC-backed companies are the exact opposite, like Reddit. Reddit's popularity is constantly increasing, but the company has yet to figure out how to make the business profitable. Yelp's popularity, on the other hand, is constantly decreasing, yet their revenue is growing year after year. So while Yelp may not have figured out real people, real reviews, they have definitely figured out real revenue, real profit, and that's what happened to Yelp. If you're interested in having companies pay you, check out our bond investing platform Silo in the description below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.